5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
If you haven't watched Desperate Housewives, really what it's about is four women that are all kind of in different parts of their lives living in suburb America. And each character represents another woman in America. One woman has like three different kids and she's a housewife, just takes care of everything going on around the house while her dad's at work. There's another woman that's a divorcee, Terry Hatcher, is single now and has got like a, what, 12-year-old daughter?
Uh-huh, probably.
Who are the others the show surrounds about?
The trophy wife.
The trophy wife who married the rich guy. She used to be a model and she's the one having a relationship with a 17-year-old high school senior.
The lawn boy.
Little lawn boy.
Then you got the older busybody woman who is always in everybody's business. You've got the...
whose marriage is... Oh, okay, you're talking about the older woman. I was thinking, then you have the other woman whose marriage is coming apart.
Right.
That's the one, yeah. She's really the fourth main character, but mm-hmm. She's trying to, like, just let the public know there's nothing wrong in my relationship.
Right.
Everything's great. Everything's fine.
Happy. And then there's the other divorcee down the street that's competing with Terry Hatcher for the plumber dude.
She's just the desperate, skanky woman that's trying to get all the guys in the neighborhood attracted to her. Well, last night I kind of focused in on Terry Hatcher's character, Susan. She's house-sitting for somebody else, and while she's house-sitting, there's a break-in at the house, but nothing is stolen in the house at all. But a screwdriver is left in the house that somebody obviously used to break in with. So she takes the screwdriver and calls the police. And when the police come, she gives the screwdriver for evidence, even though nothing was stolen from the house. Well, the cop knows that since nothing was stolen out of the house, this is never going to go anywhere, even though it was a break-in. So he's really not going to need the screwdriver. But he's so attracted to Terry Hatcher that he takes it and he puts it in his cop car. And then he asks her out because he doesn't want to make her feel ridiculous for saying, you know, here's some evidence on a case that is never going to go anywhere past right here. So he puts it in his trunk, and he asks her out, and they end up going out on a date. Well, he takes her on his rounds, and 20 minutes before he's supposed to be off for the night, so their official date begins, he goes to the back of his trunk, and he wants to slip out of his cop uniform and get into some civilian clothes so they can officially go out on their date. Well, she goes to the back of the trunk with him while he's getting dressed and undressed, and there's the screwdriver. And she's really offended because she thought that she was really helping out with this case, and he lied to her right off the bat.
Right.
Am I making that perfectly clear?
Right.
Sound right so far? So while she's in the back by the trunk and he's getting dressed or undressed, she says this.
I thought this went to the lab.
Look, Susan, no one would authorize lab time or a computer search for a case like this. It's just not a priority.
So why couldn't you just tell me that?
Well, I thought we were clicking. Does this need to be a big deal?
Well, if you'd only lied to me about it once, it wouldn't be.
Come on, don't be such a girl about this.
Done with you. All of you.
Oh, come on, drama queen. What? Where are you going? It's not safe.
I'd rather take my chances on the street. Thank you very much.
So here's the question I want to ask you guys, because they broke off the date before the actual date happened. So they were in the car, on the way to the date.
Right.
And he did something so offensive that the date was over before it even started. So what I want to know from women is, has that ever happened to you? He picks you up. Everything seems to be going fine on the car ride to wherever it is you're going, the restaurant, the concert, whatever. But he says something so offensive or does something so stupid, even before you get to the date, that it's over. Has that ever happened to you guys?
No, I just remember my sister telling me when I was of dating age, because she's older than me, to always drive yourself to the first date. So she obviously had something like this happen because she said you never want to be stranded if it doesn't go well. And so, on first dates, I always drove myself. So
So how did the first date end actually before it officially begun? Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning again.
Oh, it's our Nicole again. Hey.
What's going on? I have to tell y'all about this date. This guy, me and him were dating at work, or not, we were at work, and he had a crush on me. I paid him absolutely no mind, but then, like, he was real cool. One day left a little flower on my desk and stuff. I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and give him a chance. Before we even got on the date, y'all, we were in the car. He had the music up a little loud, but it was warm out, so we had the windows down. Mm-hmm. So he tells me that he can't hear me very well. So instead of him rolling his window up, he proceeds to roll my window up. Mind you, my arm is kind of sitting in the window a little bit, right? He begins to roll the window up. He rolls it all the way up, and it breaks my nails.
No, he didn't.
Oh. He broke my nails. But mind you, I had, like, acrylic nails at the time. So when they broke, my nails were bleeding.
Wow.
I was in so much pain. I was like, ah, screaming. He's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Mind you, he didn't roll up his window. He gonna roll up my window. But he's gonna have me hot on that side.
Right.
Of the car.
Now, is there any possibility of him maybe turning down the stereo?
Yeah, that's why I said, okay, you didn't turn down the radio.
Yeah, instead of rolling up the window.
Right, instead of rolling up the window, or roll up your own window. Right. Why are you going to roll up my... I was like, okay, we need to turn this car around right now.
Right now.
I think he kind of knew, because he turned the car around before I could even say anything.
So you never officially got, like, to the restaurant or the club or whatever?
No, I don't even think we was 15 minutes away from my house.
That's it.
I don't even think we was 15 minutes away, and he was so nervous, and it was so cute, but then he broke my nail. I said, if this fool don't get away from me, okay?
Yeah.
See you later, Nicole.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, Beth. You're on the Burt Show. Hello.
Hi. The guy comes to pick me up. We go out to the car. I'm standing on the side of the car. He gets in the car, starts the car. I'm still standing outside the car, because I'm old school. You open the door for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood there and actually rolled down the passenger's window.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't have the electric, so he had to reach over, roll down the passenger window. He goes, you going to get in? I said, I don't think so. Walked back in the house. By the time he was knocking on my door, I was already in my sweatpants.
Good for you. Good for you.
You are not a dog, and I am too on the train.
Good for you. Hey, Trish, you're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
Hi. Me and the guy that I used to work with decided we were going to go out, and he decided between my house and the restaurant to light up a joint.
You are kidding.
No. And
oh, my God.
I have never done drugs in my life. I just looked at him like he was stupid, and we were passing a friend of mine's neighborhood. I said, you know what? Let's stop and see my friend. Stops in her driveway, and I'm like, okay, that's it. Date over. I cannot do this.
First day, he's lighting up. Very good.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Trish.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Guys are idiots.
Stupid. That we can't get through just 3 hours. We can't put the face on for 3 hours to get through a date, you know?
Oh, Lord. If that's what those guys are going to do on the first date, can you imagine being with them for years?
Right.
The Burt Show.